Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up? All right, let's go. It's Marty. I get a couple hundred emails a day. You know, we have 40, 50,000 followers and between Facebook and Twitter, I mean, you're pushing 60, 70,000. So there's a lot of people out there talking about this or thinking about this. So I get a lot of messages. However, the texts I get, sometimes they hit home and really, really hit home. And I'm going to read this text that I got from one of my boys, one of my law enforcement insiders that shook me up. And I got to read this. And man, if this doesn't bother you, then nothing's going to bother you. So this man, it's hard to understand what you're about to hear in this text, that this happens, but it does, and it's happened more frequently than you can imagine. So this comes in, as I mentioned, from one of my insiders on 08-1, so August 1st, at midnight, Marty, three people overdosed and died inside an apartment at 105 18th Street, so that's the south side. Three people dead. Can you imagine that? One female, two males deceased. Amounts of a white powder substance were located in proximity to all victims. Victims ages 25, 30, and 34. And this is a guy I trust, and he's a true insider. And so when he gives me his insights, I pay attention. He says, and he's not trying to be derogatory, or he's not trying to suggest that junkies are bad people. And even using the word junkie, I'm not suggesting that's a derogatory term, but it's how they're described in many police reports or by cops. They definitely don't look like typical junkies. Very clean, set up apartment. Three dead. Fentanyl. One house. Three bodies. Man, if that happens in, let's say, Upper St. Clair, let's say Fox Chapel, and they're shot. We got a mass murder, and we have media talking about it from all over the country. Bucolic, wealthy, white suburb, three shot and kill. But it happens in an apartment on the south side, and it's fentanyl, and everybody just does this. Okay, that's too bad. Too bad, folks. 25, 30, and 34 years old, dead. Fentanyl. Dead, man. Gone. Wiped out. Bam. Wow. In my book, you find the man who sold this to them, or the woman, charge him with murder and send him away for life. And you do it enough and you send a message. Man. And folks, all-time record drug overdose deaths. The numbers are staggering. Pushing 100,000. It ain't just your guy under the bridge anymore. It's three young people in a new Southside apartment, dead. A man I go to on this who's seen this and heard this too many times, but he's the guru, and I had to grab him this morning because he has direct knowledge and insight. Dr. Tom Murphy, an addiction specialist. Doctor, this is unsettling, even for someone like you, right?
Yeah, it is unsettling. It's eerily reminiscent of a similar situation. I'm not sure if you remember, Marty, but about 2 to 3 years ago, there were five young people in the South Side who had all overdosed on a similar white powder. And you know, it was fentanyl, of course, and fentanyl has been an absolute game changer in the world of you know, substance abuse, both for, you know, people treating addiction like myself, but also for you know, like your buddy in law enforcement. And I'm closely tied with a lot of people in law enforcement, from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the DEA's office, and you know, fentanyl has just been an absolute terror, you know, for everybody who's trying to help and make a difference. Fentanyl is synthetic. It can be made in a lab, you know, so as they cracked down on the heroin pandemic and they were stopping the influx of heroin, which traditionally is made from a plant. The plant is called the Papaver somniferum plant. And, you know, like how cocaine is made from the coke plant, you know, you take the plant, you get the opium out of the bulb of the plant, and that's where heroin traditionally comes from. We don't even see heroin that much anymore. I mean, when a drug screen comes back on a patient and it actually shows heroin, we're kind of like, oh, wow, huh? I guess they're getting it from an unusual source, because 99% of our drug screens come back for fentanyl. It's all fentanyl now. Fentanyl, you don't need the plant. That means you don't need to bring it in from the Middle East or Mexico or Vietnam, Laos, you know, any of these areas that traditionally have been successful in growing that plant, because now a chemist can make it in a lab, and that's actually how it was formulated. A clandestine chemist was trying to make a morphine derivative, and ended up stumbling upon this incredibly potent opioid called fentanyl.
And it's cheap as hell, and the addicts know it. And what slays me, doctor, is they'll hear about some sort of intense drug hitting the streets, and they'll hear about overdose deaths, and they'll chase that dragon because they want the same high, even though they don't want to die. It's that frightening, is it not?
100%. And you know, that's where, like, they have these test strips. And the article that came out this past week, it was talking about how, like, that there's fentanyl test strips that allow users to kind of test their drug to see if there's fentanyl in it or not. Now, we do still get some patients who are surprised that their drug is fentanyl, but more and more, you know, they're knowledgeable about that. You know, I mean, a lot of the people that are struggling with addiction, they're like street chemists and street pharmacists. They know from experience, like, you know, what to put in their body, how to put it in their body. And to be truthful, not many of them are veering away from fentanyl. One, because they know that it's the only thing available. Two, it's, like you said, it's cheap. And what's even scariest is that they're putting it in other drugs to add to the high and to add to the addictive component. Man. So people are buying things like cocaine and finding out that there's fentanyl in it after they, you know, a family member overdoses and dies. People are buying what they think are benzodiazepine tablets on the street, like pill pressed Xanax, and finding out that there's fentanyl in it. I mean, because it's that cheap, they're literally like sprinkling it like pixie dust into other drugs, and people are being exposed to it even without the intention of doing any type of opioid.
Hey, can you hang for a few minutes, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Man, you look at these numbers, man. 95,000 dead from ODs in the last year, and about 75 to 80% are synthetic, which nails what Dr. Tom Brophy is saying, that the folks that are choosing drugs are choosing these synthetic opioids for the very reasons he said. Quite frankly, they're cheap, they're ubiquitous, and they're intense. And they're chasing that dragon, man. It's like the guy who drinks grain alcohol. Hey, my man, you know that grain alcohol could kill you. Hell yeah, but you get a buzz, bro. It's awful, man. In reading this text that I got from a cop, it's just chilling. One female, two males deceased. Amounts of white powder substance located in proximity to all victims. 25, 30, 34 years old. Dr. Tom Brophy, sounds like a lost cause, man. I mean, what the hell do we do here, Doc? I mean, honestly.
You're right. It's important, you know, to you know, talk about this and talk about the frustration, you know, that law enforcement and the medical community is facing, as well as, you know, just community members that are watching, you know, their loved ones die. And it's really important also to distinguish that, you know, this isn't a moral failing. It's not an ethical failing. When chemical dependence sets its hooks into your limbic system, this very old part of your brain, that's what's driving the addiction process. And we know this is true for every substance of addiction, from cigarettes to heroin to even behavioral addictions like gambling, pornography, stealing, you know, things that don't involve a chemical. What all of those things do involve is two things. Number one, the neurotransmitter dopamine. And number two, the limbic system, which is a very old part of your brain that actually normally drives people towards food, sex, water, safety, and shelter, like literally the caveman parts of our brain that keep us alive. And the newest part of our brain, that prefrontal cortex, that's where all your complex thoughts are coming from. And that's where, you know, like you weigh short-term consequences versus long-term consequences, and all complex thought. And what sets humans apart from all the other animals in the kingdom is that we have this prefrontal cortex. We're able to you know, form these complex thoughts and rationalize our way through it. Well, the older parts of your brain are much more powerful than the newer parts of your brain. The old parts of your brain are operating sort of under the surface, and it's what's controlling your breathing and your vital signs and all these sort of things. So when these chemical hooks get into those old parts of the brain, you can rationalize your way through it all you want. You can say, I'm not going to do that drug again. I'm going to make better decisions, you know, from this point moving forward. But when that limbic system is depleted from that chemical and it's driving you towards that drug, it would be like, Marty, it would be like you not having any food or water for 4 or 5 days and me setting a bottle of water on the desk in front of you.
I'll tell you what, man, you said something spot on, brother. Here, there's been this big push to get these fentanyl strips. Hey, man, if everybody gets fentanyl strips, you can put them in the fentanyl and it tells you you have fentanyl. Duh. They know they have fentanyl. They want fentanyl. Yeah. Honestly, Doc, honestly, that's not going to solve the problem. But man, how do we address the problem? Some of my boys say arrest all the dealers and manufacturers. Charge these guys with murder. I mean, I know you're a doctor, and I know you see these deaths all the time. Is that an avenue of approach that you're in favor of, sir?
So, listen, I am in favor of harsh penalties for people who are putting the opioids on the street. I'm not for harsh penalties for the people that are struggling with the addiction,
right,
because those people
right
truly don't have control of that process.
Right.
But, you know, if it's somebody who's trying to make a buck by putting this stuff out on the street, absolutely. And you know, we have seen some reduction of street opioids because of that. Unfortunately, it was coming with an increase in stimulants, you know, because these people, they don't have other options. If they've made a commitment to sell drugs and you put really harsh penalties on opioids, they're just going to sell non-opioid drugs. So it doesn't 100% solve the problem, but it certainly, you know, helps curtail the amount of opioids that are out there on the street. And I think we need to educate people. I think we need to keep these conversations going. We need to work on the stigma and help people understand. And that's part of, you know, what I do. I've met with a lot of police departments and I've been asked every time I have one of these conversations, I get asked to do more, because when you actually understand the neurophysiology, you understand that this isn't just a moral and ethical failing, and that, you know, it may start off as bad choices, but by the time somebody's struggling with addiction, I can tell you from you know, thousands and thousands of patients I've taken care of, they're not enjoying it anymore.
Please.
They're not, you know, high-fiving, let's get high. They're just trying to get through their day.
I want to choke the people that take the moral high ground. Hey, I've had fights with people because I know for a fact of addicts on fentanyl who have had to use Narcan 3-4 times in a week. Okay, that's enough.
Exactly.
You're done. Oh, so what's the limit, Doc? You get 4 shots of Narcan and you're dead. What about the people that go through rehab for alcohol 8 times? I mean, we got to reach a point in America where we say addiction's addiction, man. I don't care what it is. Cigarettes, alcohol, pizza, Diet Coke, it doesn't matter.
Agreed. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we have to address the mental health of this country. Our mental health in this country is not the top world. You know, I mean, we're way down the list of how we manage mental health, the stigma around mental health. And ultimately, you know, a lot of these people are self-medicating, either an anxiety issue, a depression issue, and then it unfolds into this, you know, big problematic scourge on the community called addiction. And really, addiction is impacting everybody in the community. I mean, it may be, you know, the effect on law enforcement. It may be when you call an ambulance because you're having a stroke, those ambulances are all responding to overdoses. So it is something that is a community problem, and really the entire community needs to be part of the solution.
Doc, you're brilliant, man. You're one of my favorite people. You tell it like it is, and you care, and man, that's beautiful. Dr. Tom Brophy,
thank
get
you,
back
sir.
To your job, man. Saving lives. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, Marty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's really good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.